Scottish.
MFR.
MFR 2.
MFR.
MFR 2.
It is indeed, and of course it's all Scottish between now and 10 o'clock this evening, and we did mention at the beginning that we have a guest with us in the studio, and he's all prepared, he's had his wee glass of water, ready to quench the thirst, and it's welcome to Inverness entertainer for quite a number of years, Ronnie Ross. Hello,
good,
Ronnie.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Ben. Good evening.
Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hi. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
It's a wee while since you've been here, because you've always been so busy, but you have a night off tonight.
I have, yes. We've been cancelled tonight.
Oh, that's happened.
Well, it's times are a wee bit hard just now, and the hotels are finding it a bit of a struggle. So I've got a night off, so it's good
a
to see you.
A night off. Great. Well, it's good that you've come in. Now, you've done, I don't know how many recordings now, but you've recently done a first, a DVD.
It is indeed. It's just come out.
Now, this is exciting.
Well, it came out just before Christmas, John, and the reaction to it's been fantastic.
So yeah?
It's been a real pleasure to see how folk have taken to it. It's been great.
Memories of Scotland, the Highlands.
That's it.
Of course. Now, this must be much more difficult to produce than just sitting down playing music for a CD.
Well, it was a labour of love. We spent the best part of 8 months last year, off and on, filming this DVD. And there was a lot of planning and attention went into it, but we didn't realise how the weather was going to be last year. And you go out with a van load of gear and away up the west or wherever you're going, and then only to find that the heavens open. So we had an awful lot of that to deal with. And the end product has been well worth waiting for. We're absolutely delighted with it. And we tried to really show the Highlands off. Obviously, it's me singing and playing on it, but we've filmed all over the Highlands, from Ballachulish in the south up to Golspie in the north. We've out west as far as Skye, out east as far as Nairn. And we've been all over, all points in between. And
I'm glad to see you say you covered Nairn.
Well, I realised if I didn't say that to you, John, I'd be in trouble.
That's good. And the other thing with this, of course, you have to dress yourself up.
Well, every outfit I've ever had is on
been
that
used,
DVD. There's about six or seven kilts on it. There's all kinds of jackets and I had to really dredge the bottom of my wardrobe.
I'm telling you, and there's 18 tracks on it all together. All well-known songs and tunes.
It is, yes.
And is there a soundtrack CD off it as well? No.
No, the actual songs were all taken off various CDs that I have already out. But we were actually thinking of doing a new one. But you have in your hand there Shamrock and Heather, which is one of the CDs which many of the songs were taken from.
Yeah, I think we'll listen to one just now.
That'd be very nice.
Right, wait a minute. We'll get it put on. Which one will we go for, do you think?
You pick one, Mrs. Mac.
Aye, you pick one, Mrs. Mac.
Oh, I think. Let me see.
There you are.
These are my mountains.
Okay, then.
Something
that
everybody knows.
I'll stick that in the machine then. These are my mountains. Track 14. Sorry about this, Ronnie. Here we go.
Wandered the earth, but now I've come back to this land of my birth. I brought back my treasures, but only to find they're less than the pleasures I first left behind. These are my mountains, and this is my glen, the braes of my childhood will know me again. No land ever claimed me, though far I did roam, for these are my mountains, and I have come. Faces will meet me, they'll welcome me in, night round the ingle. Old songs will be sung. At last I'll be hearing my own mother tongue. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen, the braes of my claimed me, though far I did roam. For these are my mountains, and I have come home. The bird by the road sings at my going by.
Yes, I love the raw voice there, Ronnie Ross, with These Are My Mountains. Ronnie, yeah, when you were videoing all across Scotland, I mean, thinking about the nature of the, not only the terrain, but the flora and the fauna, the locals and the tourists, I'm sure you must have a few stories that you can tell.
Well, we filming in public is the strangest thing, because we filmed, as I say, all over the Highlands, and we filmed home to Inverness, for instance, down at the bottom of the River Ness, looking back up with the castle and the cathedral and everything in the background. But it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's out walking their dog, coming past people on bikes, people going to work, whatever. And you're down on the riverside singing away, and obviously it attracts attention. So you've got kids running past shouting at you, people going, oi, and all this kind of thing. And we had everything, even in the background, seagulls started fighting when we're trying to film. You know, it's just, you don't realise until you have to do something in public. We were also at the viewpoint at Kinloch U, filming the Highland Road. It's got a gorgeous little windy road going down to Loch Maree. And it was the perfect setting for it. But what we didn't realise was that we were trying to get off the main road. But there's the viewpoint itself, busloads of tourists were pulling in there and watching us and shouting at us. And, you know, it really is an experience. And when we went to Ailendonan to film Flower of Scotland, we were filming that there. We were supposed to be in a bit that was kind of a wee bit out of the way, but with Ailendonan in the background. But we ended up, we had to go to one of the most populated parts because some of our equipment broke down and we had to use the van to play the track, if you like, so that I could stand there singing. And I had one of my fancy outfits on and we ended up with 60 or 70 tourists, mostly Japanese and Italian, around us, filming us as we were filming the track. And it's quite hard to keep your eye on the on the job while all this is going on, but it came out great at the end of it. So, but filming in public is a lot more difficult than you think. You
know? There's nothing you can do with them, is it?
Not a thing. No, you can't.
You can't go and tell them to shut up. But we're filming.
It's a public place, and of course, it's one of the most famous places in Scotland. So you're bound to have people around. But, So we learned a lot, John.
And I'm sure the other kind of fans at must have been gathering round you as you were standing there in your kilt with your bare knees and whatever else.
You're talking about the midges, you know. Yeah. Well, we had a lot of trouble with them as well in certain places, depending on where we were. But there was one song that we filmed by a little river, a little stream, and under a bridge. And it was just hoaching with them and trying to smile and sing and concentrate while you've been eaten alive. It's a difficult thing, Ben. So I've put that down to experience. You should see the outtakes.
Well, you know,
that would be worth having.
That would be another DVD.
Oh, another DVD in itself. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But what we tried to do with the DVD is really promote the Highlands of Scotland, because we looked at DVDs by other people, the Alexander Brothers, Tartan Lads, all these kind of things. And it was all the Trossachs in the south and Loch Lomond and all of these areas, and all very fine. But we thought there's nothing really that's been about this area and really promoting the area, not just promoting me, but promoting the area itself. Yeah. So we've really shown it off to its best. We've been everywhere, up the Cairngorms and, you know, all the castles, the Cawdor Castle and Urquhart Castle and the Ellendonan, and a lot more than that. So it's been quite an experience, but yeah, we've enjoyed it.
Just a bit of Nessie, didn't it? Just pop her head up and give you a wee wave in the middle of
the only missing link.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying also that you're possibly coming out fairly soon with another CD.
Well, I'm recording an album just now for a company called Maestro Records in England, and they're a sequence dancing company. They specialise in sequence dancing, and I did one for them last year, and that was very successful. They've been highly delighted with it, so they want me to do another one. So I have it nearly finished, a 20-track album, which is coming out in April. They've already got it scheduled to come out in April. Right. So I have to get on and finish it.
Excellent.
But it's come out very well.
We'll play a track of Wonders now, then.
Well, this hasn't been heard anywhere before. So
we're first.
You're a first with this one.
MFR2 has got it first.
You have it first.
Great. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you've done many time, I'm sure. Played at a Highland wedding.
Yeah. I haven't done.
So that's indeed the title, The Highland Wedding.
Thank you.
Yes, Highland Way in there from Ronnie Ross on his accordion. And that one due out on a CD around April. But of course, right now you can nip down to the shop if you haven't already done so and get Ronnie Ross Memories of Scotland, the Highlands on DVD and sit back and just imagine as he sings away there with a big smile on his face about where the midges are actually attacking him.
Yeah. Ronnie, the DVD, the filming of it, did you... I hate to shudder to think if this had happened. After the filming, you've been away out the west or wherever you were and come home and have a look at it and you say, oh, dash it, there's something there that shouldn't be there or a noise that shouldn't be there. Has that happened?
Not too much. I've got to say that my brother, Stuart, was heavily involved in this project and he's... technical whizkid, he's good. Very, very good, and we had a main monitor with us as well, so yeah. That you could
see
view
it
what was me- and you could see rushes of it. So obviously there were stuff that we couldn't use, but no, he was pretty good. Most of what we filmed, we were able to use if we wanted to.
As we were joking earlier on, are you going to make a DVD of the offcuts?
I seriously thought about it because it would be hilarious, but I think it would only be for private use, John.
Oh, do you think so?
I think so.
Now, you've had a great response since it came out, you were saying.
I've had a phenomenal response.
All over the world.
Mainly, the gladdening thing about it is it's from people that have bought it and seen it. The reaction to it has been just tremendous. And many's the one that's bought one that's gone and bought another one for a friend, etc. But it's really, I've had a lot of phone calls, emails, letters about it. So it's definitely created a reaction.
And of course, it's encouraging to get these sort of comments.
Very, very much so. Yeah. I mean, you spend a lot of time and effort doing these things in the hope that somebody will enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then when you get that kind of feedback, you think, well, you know, it was well worthwhile doing it.
And it's available all over the world?
Well, it's
through your internet?
It's through the internet
website
at the moment, yes, through the website. It's also available in HMV and Celtic Corner. Good, I love that little shop.
In the market. Very, very good.
Super wee place.
Yes.
So they're selling it and they've been doing very well with it. HMV's done very well with it. Highlander Music are also distributed in it, throughout Scotland, so it'll be in other shops and things as well, but I'm not sure where they are.
So there's no excuse for nobody to have
no one. Excuse at all, and if not, they can get in touch with me through the internet. My website is easily available, and there's contact numbers, etc. on there and emails.
What is your website?
It's www.ronnieross.co.uk.
Couldn't be simpler, could it?
Very easy.
Could I just say at this stage that Helen from Panama City has already been online and ordered the DVD.
Oh, look at that.
Hello, Helen.
As we speak.
There you are. I'll tell you somebody else who's liable to be listening, another great friend of yours, and that's Andy Mack at Blue Water Radio.
Oh, Andy Mack, yes.
Yes, he's very
a lovely man. In fact, I met him with yourself last year.
That's correct. Well, he's sitting in or standing in about 18 inches of snow at the moment.
Is he indeed?
So I believe.
They're welcome to it over there.
I think if he's in his office at this moment, he's liable to be listening, so you better say hello to him.
Hello, Andy. Hope all's well with you.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I think we'll have another wee song from the CD, but it's on the DVD as well, this one, is it?
All right, yeah.
Is it?
Voices of the Highlands.
Aye.
You know, this song, obviously there's a lot of well-known songs on the DVD and songs that my father wrote, like Home to Inverness and the Highland Road. But when you're looking for material that's a wee bit different, that's Scottish, it's hard to come by. And this was an old Carl Denver song from the 1960s. And it's got a cult following. And when I found it, I thought we could really do something with that. We put bagpipes on it and drums on it and guitars, electric guitars. It's the strangest mix, but it kind of works. And we filmed this one for the DVD at Gerloch, on the end of Gerloch Pier. And the day that we were up there talking about the vagaries of the weather, it was blowing an absolute gale.
Oh, no.
And I actually had kilts with me and I had to go and get changed into trews because the
was
kilts were flying that high that I'm afraid it would have been an X-rated DVD.
It's you that said it, right?
It would have been, definitely. But it was so wild. And you can see it's a wild day, but actually it suited the song. The song, Voices of the Highland, kind of suit something that had that look about it, you know. And in the end, it came out very well on the DVD. So.
Good. Cracking song there, Voices of the Highlands from Stuart Ross's Memories of Scotland, of course, the Highlands DVD just out there before Christmas. That's a good one, Stuart.
Stuart was my dad.
Yes, sorry. I always get mixed up. Ronnie, yes. It's a senior moment.
I know, I have them all the time.
Have you?
I have them all the time.
I can hear Graham Wilson chuckling all the way from Tornegrain.
I can believe that. Oh, yes, we'll be getting an email to keep us right, you know.
Oh, dear.
However, we'll have a wee shot at the competition again, Ben.
Yes, the phones have been busy for a wee while, but they've started quieting off, so we'll maybe just give them a wee refresher.
Okay.
Just have a wee listen to this clip. Three songs from the late Andy Stewart, and all Mrs. Mac needs you to tell her is what the names of the songs are.
I have wandered today to the Galloway Hills. They are not the hills of home.
A couple of 2-4 marches taking us into the second hour, played by the late Ian Anderson and his Scottish dance band. The tunes were Mullaghcairn and Leaving Lunga. Well, leaving us soon will be Ronnie, our guest. Thanks for coming in tonight, Ronnie.
It's been a pleasure, John. It's been lovely to see you all again. And
you never seen Mrs. Mark and me dancing, though. That was the only thing, because she's busy on the phone.
You were spared that.
And we wish you all the best with the DVD. As you say, it's going well, but let's keep it going.
Well, thanks very much, and thanks for letting me come in and have a wee chat about it.
Not at all. You're most welcome. And we look forward to the new CD when it comes out
in a couple of months' time. As soon as it comes out.
You'll be back in with it.
Come and give us a shout.
Come in with it, and we'll play a track or two from it.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Now, this will be you'll be going out. I'll just go and let him out, and you can do the competition.
I'll sit here and twiddle my thumbs.
Well, what about Mrs. Mark's competition?
Because yes,
I'll have to go and get the keys anyway.
Aye, I'll go and get the keys.
Okay then. Come on then, Ronnie. I'll let you out. Okay.
Bye, Ronnie.
Bye bye. Cheers then.
Right. Well, just a wee reminder of Mrs. Mark's competition now. And it's three songs from the late Andy Stewart, which she has put together three short.